This is a Federal News Network podcast.
As civil unrest continues across the nation, the Air Force's top enlisted airman is speaking out about the racial disparities within the Air Force. But his words are ringing a little empty to some as allegations that the Air Force continually ignored ways it could improve its justice system boil to the surface. Federal News Network Scott Mossioni joins me with the latest. And Scott, let's begin with what Chief Master Sergeant Caliph Wright actually said. What's he saying these days?
Yeah, the first thing to bring up is that for people who aren't familiar with Caliph Wright is that he is a black man. So he started his what I would call an impassioned plea, really denouncing the police brutality that's been seen against the black community as this unrest continues to grip the nation. And what he said is that he is, George Floyd. He is the people that have really felt the worst of this sort of brutality. And one of the things that he brings up is that this happens all too much, that black men are subjected to police brutality and it often ends in death. And it could be him one day. And he admits that the Air Force itself has some demons when it comes to that. So, you know, I think what he wanted to bring up to the airmen is that, you know, when they have when they're feeling this strife, they're feeling this anger right now, that it is justified. And that's something that the airmen, I think, wanted to hear from them, from because the leadership for a while was quite silent on this, especially over the weekend.
Well, how common is it, though, for someone who's enlisted, someone in the military, to comment on public affairs in that way? Because in general, they tend to be kind of reticent, don't they?
They do. And Secretary Esper even sent out a letter to the active duty military telling them to stay apolitical during this time, to definitely express their opinions within the way that they can as in their civilian kind of life. But once you have that uniform on, you need to stay apolitical. Caleb Wright has been a mover for social change within the Air Force. He has stayed in front of things like the transgender issue, like childcare, all these different things that matter to the service members. And, you know, when it comes to something like this and with something like childcare or with transgender things, they intersect with the military. And that's just an issue that he has to talk about because he is the spokesman and the really spiritual leader for airmen at this point in time and most times.
I guess you could say, too, there is sort of an opening for people to speak out since the president has moved the military into the center of this. And I think they're all kind of uncomfortable with that situation. But does Wright have any ideas for fixing the issue, at least within the Air Force, where he can have some say? At least his voice is important.
Yeah, and what I alluded to earlier was, you know, he recognized that the Air Force has some demons when it comes to racial disparity. And one of the things that he brought up that they're going to be doing is a full and independent review of their military justice system. And they're also going to be looking into the diversity of the top leadership and also the officer corps. So the issues within the military justice system for the Air Force is that black men are disproportionately punished. They're disproportionately convicted of crimes and things like that. Something that the Air Force feels that it now needs to look at. There have been some criticisms about it.
Got it. We're speaking with Federal News Network Scott Mossioni. So just to make sure we understand this, the Air Force has looked at its own statistics on how it deals with black men, black airmen, I guess, men and women who are brought before courts martial or who are brought before disciplinary hearings, and that they get disparate treatment relative to other airmen.
Yeah, and it's not just the Air Force itself. This is also GAO data and from other nonprofit organizations and advocacy groups as well.
But you've also found that there are people that are critical of this whole reform effort. What is their case? What are they saying?
Right. Well, since we've written this article on federalnewsnetwork.com, we've seen some social media activity. A lot of people are a little concerned about the way that the Air Force is going to be treating this independent review. While they do say it's independent, the fact that the Air Force is doing this review and not just a complete outside entity, you know, they will be hiring someone, but the fact that they're the ones that are kind of the momentum behind it is a concern for some people when it comes to the subjectivity maybe of it. The other thing is that Protect Our Defenders, a service member advocacy group, just right before all of this happened, found some documents through FOIA requests showing that the Air Force, or at least alleging that the Air Force, sort of buried a little bit of their some recommendations from GAO and from Protect Our Defenders about how to deal with that racial disparity that we were talking about. And that racial disparity in those recommendations were things that sat within the Air Force for 4 years and just never went anywhere. And the Air Force really didn't pay that much attention to them is what they're alleging. And the Air Force to some degree has admitted to. So, you know, that's one issue where people are seeing a little bit of hypocrisy between what they're hearing from the leadership and what's actually happening in real life.
And is there anything going on in the other armed services that's parallel to this? Do we know at this point?
At this point, the other service chiefs have put out, letters saying that they agree with the protesters, you know, that they are trying to kind of really delicately move this around. We also saw that General Mark Milley was out at the photo op on Monday with President Trump after the peaceful protesters were moved out. So the military is in a very precarious situation right now because this is so entrenched with the justice system, with the presidency. So, you know, they're trying to tread lightly while also making a stance and standing behind their service members.
And what about Congress? What's being said there?
We're seeing from the Democrat-led House, we're seeing a lot of promises for hearings. Representative Jackie Speier, who heads the House Armed Services Committee's Personnel Subcommittee, has promised that she's going to be looking into these claims that the Air Force put some things under the rug. And one other thing that I wanted to mention is that the Air Force did respond to, you know, these allegations. And they say that, you know, they have enacted a range of initiatives beginning to elevate the unconscious bias and awareness and to mitigate its impacts. But, you know, they do, I say that there are barriers still there. And they do admit that, you know, that there are places that they do need to improve, just as Caleb Wright explained in his Twitter feed as well.
Federal News Network, Scott Mossione, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out his story at federalnewsnetwork.com.